Chapter 10. The Jogger. Thomas had been spending a lot of time at home. He didn't exercise as much as he'd like to. He'd go rafting, but he was always sitting in that boat. He and his friends would go out to eat and get drinks. He'd enjoy himself quite a bit, but he was always feeling lazy. He decided it was time to get into shape again. Thomas enrolled at a gym and started to do weights on the weekend. After going for a while, he decided that he should start running. He got some jogging clothes and started running Tuesday and Thursday evenings. Thomas would always run on a certain trail near his house. The trail was always clear. It went on for a long time and had a nice small body of water next to it. He enjoyed running along this path. Most nights he would see a person or two on the path. It was never too busy. Thomas started to like running more and more. One night, he was out for a run when it was raining outside. He decided, even though it was raining, that a quick run wouldn't hurt. Thomas was running up the path when he came across another runner. This runner had slowed down briefly to take a breath. He started to speed up but dropped a wallet. Thomas ran up to the wallet and picked it up. He opened it up and saw the man's identification. He called out to the man and started to chase after with the wallet in his hand. He caught up to the man quickly. The man looked back at Thomas and started to run faster. Thomas was confused. He called out again, Hey, man, I have your wallet. You dropped it. Get back here, man. The man didn't hear Thomas and simply called back, Leave me alone. I don't have much money. Please. Thomas shook his head and continued to chase after the man. I'm not trying to mug you, man. Just take your wallet. Slow down. The man continued to run faster. Thomas took a deep breath and tried to catch up. Both men were breathing deeply. They were both getting tired. Thomas continued his pursuit. Finally, the man came up to an intersection and slowed down. He was exhausted. Thomas caught up and slowed down. He took a few large breaths of air. The man raised his hands. All right, I'll give you my wallet. The man reached for his wallet and looked scared. His wallet was gone. Thomas shook his head. I've got your wallet right here, man. I'm trying to return it to you. The man took a deep breath of relief and the wallet from Thomas. He apologized. I am so sorry. Thank you. I thought you were trying to mug me. Thomas shook his head. Nope. Not today. Both of them laughed. Then they decided to walk back down the path home. They both breathed heavily the entire way back.